As people get older, the number of medications they're on tends to climb. Many are taking several drugs every day for chronic conditions. And even if all of those medications are designed to be helpful individually, they can have some pretty nasty side effects when they're combined.
It might be good to remove some medications that aren't necessary or do not agree with older individuals or may not play very well in the sandbox with other medications.
Anton Thorstensen directs the Alzheimer's Disease Care, Research, and Education Program at the University of Rochester Medical Center. He says these drugs can cause not just physical side effects, but also mental ones, often symptoms that look like dementia.
There are a number of medications that are very well known to make older individuals confused.
But sometimes patients start those drugs when they're younger, and doctors don't think to give them another look as they get older.
Those medications need to be reevaluated, and even if it's something you've been on for years, the medication hasn't changed, but the brain has.
That's Marla Bruns. She's a neurologist at Rochester Regional Health's Memory Center. She says as we age, our brains shrink, and our bodies have a harder time processing the chemicals in some medications. Bruns says, for example, that drugs to address an overactive bladder can also cause decreases to cognitive function. And those side effects are often more pronounced in the older population because they're stacked with other medications.
I've had it happen where I simply stopped a medication that someone's taking for their bladder, and then all of a sudden their family is telling me, you know, gee, we have our mom back.
Bruns and Thorstensen say the most important thing people should do is tell their doctors every medication they're taking, even over-the-counter drugs. They say that's how doctors can determine whether dementia symptoms are caused by the brain or the drugs. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.